Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 33.
House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the gallery. Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors, please silence all electronic devices. The prayer today will be offered by Aaron Wilson, a legislative assistant for Representative Horn. Members and visitors in the gallery, please stand and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ms. Wilson.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your many blessings and giving us another day to behold your creation. Lord, please continue to bless the members and staff as they go about doing the business of the people of the great state of North Carolina. Lord, help us to reflect on your grace, mercy, and love that you show us each and every day. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Lewis is recognized.
Madam Speaker, the journal for March 25th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves that the journal for March 25th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Looking to see Nurse of the Day is not with us. Committee reports. The clerk will read.
Representatives Murphy, Dobson, Lambert, Potts, and White. House Bill 234, Funds for Child Advocacy Centers, favorable and referred to Appropriations, Health, and Human Services. Representatives Hurley and Sauls.
Referred to Appropriations, Health, and Human Services.
Representatives Hurley and Sauls, Education, Community College Committee Report, House Bill 62, In-State Tuition, Members Served at USSNC, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 299, Henderson County Building, Community College Buildings, favorable and re-referred to State and Local Government.
Re-referred to State and Local Government.
House Bill 197, Richmond Community College Multi-Campus Funds, reported without prejudice and referred to Appropriations Education.
Appropriations Education.
House Bill 270, Edgecombe Community College Funds for Training Center, reported without prejudice and referred to Appropriations Education.
Appropriations Education.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee Report, House Bill 39, Adopt Osprey for State Rapture, favorable.
Calendar for March 27.
House Bill 382, Study Generator Requirements for Medical Officers, favorable.
Calendar for March 27.
Senate Bill 272, Zoning for University Facilities, Durham, favorable.
Calendar for March 27.
Representatives Torbett, Eiler, Presnell, and Shepard, Transportation Committee Report, House Bill 205, Vehicle Property Damage Determining Amount of Loss, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Original Bill, and Re-referred to Insurance.
Original Bill, Unfavorable Calendar, Committee Substitute, Re-referred to Insurance.
Representatives Murphy, Dobson, Lambert, Potts, and White, Health Committee Report, House Bill 106, PED Inmate Health Care Reimbursement, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Original Bill, and Re-referred to Judiciary.
Original Bill, Unfavorable Calendar, Committee to Substitute, Referred to Judiciary.
House Bill 184, Study State Health Plan Design, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Original Bill, and Re-referred to Insurance.
Original Bill, Unfavorable Calendar, Committee Substitute, the Serial Restrictal Serial referral to insurance is stricken, and it's referred to the Committee on Rules.
Representatives Elmo, Horn, and Johnson, Education K-12 Committee Report, House Bill 275, CTE pilot in Guilford County Schools, favorable and re-referred to Finance.
Referral to Finance.
House Bill 340, amend appointments for compact for education, military, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Re-referred Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee Report, House Bill 50, Allow hyperbaric oxygen therapy for TBI, PTSD, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill.
Original bill, the unfavorable calendar. The committee substitutes calendared for April 3rd.
House Bill 43, established standards for surgical technology, favorable committee substitute number 2, unfavorable committee substitute number 1.
Original bill, unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute number 2 is calendared for April 3rd.
Representatives Arp and Zoka, Energy and Public Utilities Committee Report, House Bill 329, exempt EV stations, public utility regulators, favorable and referred to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Original bill, unfavorable, committee substitute, re-referred to the Committee on Rules.
Representatives Elmore, Horn, and Hick Johnson, Education K-12 Committee Report, House Bill 107, PED Oversight, EPP Changes, favorable committee substitute number 2, unfavorable committee substitute number 1, and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Committee substitute number 1, unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute number 2 is re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Introductions of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representatives Clark and Beasley, House Bill 441, clear roadblocks for I-77 toll relief.
Rules, calendar, and operation of the House.
Representative Candace Smith, House Bill 442, state government maternity, paternity leave program evaluation division.
Referred to health, if favorable, state and local government, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operation of the House.
Representative Sauls, House Bill 443, Need-Based Scholarship Fund, Military Dependents.
Education Universities, if favorable, Appropriations Education, if favorable, Full Appropriations, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operation of the House.
Representative Setzer, House Bill 444, Modified Board of Barber Examiners, Fees and Reciprocity Requirements.
Finance, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operation of the House.
Representatives Rydell and Ross, House Bill 445, Special Separation Allowance, Alamance County Detention Officers.
State and local government, if favorable, Pensions and Retirement, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Zachary, Strickland, and Dixon, House Bill 446, Civil Procedures, Punitive Damages, Change of Venue.
Judiciary, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Zachary and Dixon, House Bill 447, Attractive Nuances.
Judiciary, if favorable, Agriculture, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Stevens and Zachary, House Bill 448, Planning Development Changes.
Judiciary, if favorable, State and Local Government, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Isler and Torbert, House Bill 449, Special Registration Plates.
Transportation, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the finance, if favorable from finance, rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Members, this week we've not yet recognized our pages, and we're going to wait till tomorrow when we have a little fuller house and some votes. But help me today welcome three honorary pages. I believe they are related to Representative Clark. We have Grady Loss, Hadley Loss, and Quincy Loss. If you'd stand, we'd be happy to welcome you to the chamber. Notices and announcements. For what purpose does a gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warren, arise?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. To announce that the state and local government will meet tomorrow in a new room, room 1228, at 10 o'clock in the morning, and reminding members, committee members, that they should bring an electronic device with them, as there will be no hard copies of the bills or bill summaries at the meeting.
For purposes, gentleman from Iredale, Representative Fraley, rise.
For an announcement.
You have the floor.
Joint Ed Appropriations will meet in the morning at 8:30 in room 423.
For what purpose does the lady from Johnston, Representative White, arise?
For an announcement.
You have the floor for an announcement.
Health and Human Services Appropriations in the morning at 8:30, 6:43.
Further notices and announcements. Representative Johnston. Representative White from Johnston, do you have another announcement? Seeing none, Representative Lewis is recognized.
Madam Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, March 27th at 2 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Carter, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, March 27th at 2 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.
Representative Elmore, Horn, and Johnson recognize the Senate 4th Education K-12 Committee Report. Clerk will read.
Representative Elmore, Horn, and Johnson, Education K-12 Committee Report, House Bill 315, Instructional Material Selection, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Original Bill, and re-refer to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 315 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Arp and Zoka recognize the 10th Energy and Public Utilities Committee Report. Clerk will read.
Representatives Arp and Zoka, Energy and Public Utilities Committee Report, House Bill 330, Efficient Government Buildings and Savings Act, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Original Bill, and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 330 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 331, Small Hydro Amendments, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Original Bill, and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 331 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. On motion of the chair, Senate Bill 63, short title, City of Kannapolis Annexations. The chair withdraws the bill from the Committee on State and Local Government. The serial referral to rules is stricken. The bill is recommitted to the Committee on Finance, and the serial referral to state and local government and rules are added. On motion of the chair, House Bill 121, short title, expunction related to RTA, no conviction. The bill is withdrawn from the calendar of March 27th and recommitted to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. On motion of the chair, House Bill 402, UNC Capital Projects, is withdrawn from the Committee on Education and Universities and recommitted to the Committee on Finance. The serial referral to rules remains. And on motion of the chair, House Bill 108, short title PED Safekeeper Healthcare Cost Recovery Practices, is withdrawn from the calendar of March 27th and recommitted to the Committee on Finance. A serial referral to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House is added. Representative Elmore, Horn, and Johnson are recognized to send forth the Education K-12 Committee Report, House Bill 377, Reduce Testing, Favorable Committee Sub, Unfavorable Original Bill, and re-refer to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the Committee Substitute for House Bill 377 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.